Welcome to The Election and the Kingdom, a special five-part series that will help you stay grounded in the truth of the gospel during the turbulent U.S. election period. While many voices are polarizing, pushing you to pick sides, and even demonizing your fellow neighbor, we hope this is a space where you can find the peace, hope, and love of Jesus so that we can be the holy people he's called us to be. This is not designed to tell you how to vote. Instead, it'll guide you to turn to God in this season and be reminded of his power, presence, and purpose for us, his people, and you, his child. As tensions rise and swirl around you, regain perspective and calm your soul in God's word and prayer. Take a break from the news and the infinity scroll of social media. If you're able, go to a quiet place, turn off your notifications, and let's meet with God. Let us first take a moment to pause and make ourselves aware of God's presence in us and all around us. Calmly breathe in his peace. Clear your mind to focus on him and make yourself present to the God who is present with you. Psalm 67, 3 through 5 says, "May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you." God, I join the multitudes of fellow brothers and sisters all over the world in praising you. Fill me with joy as I remember that you are in control and sovereign over all. Amen. Our primary citizenship is not found in our passports or birth certificates, but in the kingdom of God. While many are desperately searching for security and identity in a political party, you have been brought into the family of God, given access to the Almighty, and called his child. Philippians 3, verses 20 through 21 says, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body." The kingdom of God does not always make sense to us, so at times we look to the world outside of God to make sense of life and try to regain control. N.T. Wright and Michael Bird write, "The kingdom might not be from this world, but it is most certainly for this world, so we cannot retreat from the world with our kingdom mission. Let us not lose sight of our purpose to be a light of loving presence and a carrier of the gospel to those in need." Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." Let us quiet ourselves again and pray to God who hears us. Father, remind me today that you are King, and my allegiance is to serve your kingdom. Fill me with your spirit to represent you well in a hurting world. Help me to trust not in the mechanisms and devices that will fade and fail me, but in you, the matchless, awesome, powerful, and gracious God. Amen. Go now in the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and be his ambassador of hope and love to our world in need. See you next Wednesday.